Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Motorists using Interstate 29 in western and southwestern Iowa are back to traveling a maze of detours as a new round of flooding closed portions of Interstate 29 and other highways and roadways. Information from the Iowa Department of Transportation on Wednesday morning showed Interstate 29 closed from Missouri Valley to Omaha and in southwestern Iowa from Hamburg all the way to St. Joseph, Missouri. There are also other closures south of Omaha. Releases have been increased this week at Gavin's Point Dam near Yankton, South Dakota because of recent rains. They were expected to rise to 70,000 cubic feet per second today. As a precaution downstream, the Dakota Dunes Community Improvement District is asking residents and businesses to lower water and sewage usage. They also want people to plug all lower level drain pipes to keep sewers from backing up into basements. Police in northeastern Nebraska say a man shot and killed his pregnant girlfriend before killing himself inside an apartment in Norfolk, Nebraska, as officers stormed in. Officers were called to the apartment yesterday morning, where a woman identified as 23-year-old Oriana Arcos was being held against her will. Police say when they arrived at the apartment, her boyfriend, 23-year-old Marquise Edwards, refused to open the door. When police entered the apartment using a key, officers heard two gunshots from behind a locked bedroom door. Arcos, who was pregnant, was declared dead at the scene. Edwards was taken to a local hospital where he died. Iowa's 4th District Republican Congressman Steve King says eliminating the Electoral College would be, quote, a disaster. More than a dozen states have passed legislation to award their electoral votes to the presidential candidate that receives the national popular vote. Iowa has not. At a town hall meeting in Woodbury County yesterday, King says rural areas would be hurt the most without an electoral college system.
It completely changes the politics in the country, and these candidates would be, they'd be in the cities all the time, buying all the media all the time, kowtowing just to the urban interests.
King's response came after an audience member in Hornick asked him for his take on eliminating the electoral college. State administrators in South Dakota are reviewing security needs at the governor's residence, including installing a fence. The budget for the fence of the residence in Pierre is $400,000. A spokesperson for Governor Kristi Noem says no final decisions have been made yet. Sioux City Pride events kick off this weekend. Several events will celebrate LGBTQ Pride. On Saturday, there's a Pride walk starting at 10 a.m. Pride events continue through next weekend in Sioux City. We'll have more on Sioux City Pride next on The Exchange with Mary Hartnett as she talked to members of the Siouxland Pride Alliance. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Sheila Brummer. For the latest forecast, let's go to the KCAU 9 Weather Center. Listen for our next news update this afternoon at 4:04. Have a wonderful Wednesday afternoon.